Good morning. Good morning. Court is now in order, and I would like to start off by saying that Commissioner Senegal has a bout with asthma he hadn't had since he was 13, and the judge has a virus, so you have three the hard way today. With that being said, we'll start off with saying that the invocation will be led by Commissioner Kerry Erickson and the pledge by Commissioner Vernon Pills. Would you all stand, please?
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another glorious day in your majestic world. Help us to be good stewards of all that you have given us. Father, we pray for those who are not here today. We ask your blessing upon them, heal them, and get them back to us as soon as you can. Say a special blessing for those fighting specific illnesses and diseases. Please be with them and place your healing hand on them. Father, we ask that you would look over the situation in this world, especially over in the Middle East, and bring peace to that region. We just know that you know all things. You work all things for good, and we just ask that you help us to see that. Father, lead us and guide us. The decisions that we make today be pleasing in your sight, and forgive us where we fail you. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
And at this time, I would offer an opportunity for anyone to speak before the court that would like to with items on the agenda at this present time. Hearing none, we'll move right along. Under purchasing, item A, we'll table till next week, right, Ms. Deb?
Yes.
Okay. B, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal, the term contract for snacks and drinks vending machine for Jefferson County for the first 1 year renewal for John Paul Foods Service LLC from November 21st, 2024. C, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal term contract for liquid soil stabilized for Jefferson County for a fourth and final 1 year renewal for Base Seal International from November 8, 2023 to November 7, 2024. D, execute, receive, and file renewal for term contract for the Sheriff Department, law enforcement and corrections equipment and uniforms for a second 1 year renewal with Burgon Company, Gale LLC, and TND Workwear Company, LLC from October 3rd, 2023 to October 2nd, 2024, with the price increase due to manufacturing costs shown in attachment A. E, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file agreement with Siltex for website monitoring services from November 1st, 2023 to November 1st, 2024. In the amount of $2,400 in accordance with DRI contract. F, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the Jerry Ware Terminal Aircraft Firefighters Station Rehab with NNT Construction Company Incorporated for a total amount of $6,552 for reinstallation of the first floor ductwork and HVAC work on the third floor associated reposition of unit, bringing the total contract amount from $2,543,624.72 up to $2,550,176.72. This change order does not increase the number of working days with the substantial completion date remaining as November the 4th, 2023. This project is pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and CFR Section 200.318-326, and 100% financed by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Grant. G, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for Jerry Ware Terminal Aircraft Firefighters Station Rehab with NNT Construction Incorporated, total amount $5,498.08 to seal and of existing ductwork, bringing the total contract amount from $2,550,176.72 up to $2,555,674.80. This change order does not increase the number of working days with the substantial completion date remaining November the 4th, 2023. This project is pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and CFR Section 200.318-326, and 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program. I'm open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. With that, I will skip to the tax office, and I will have Mr. Kerry Erickson, our Commissioner of Precinct 2. A, consider and approve possibly a resolution recognizing Melinda Duher. I might have chopped it up. For her 20 years of service to Jefferson County, to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. B, consider and possibly recognize Michelle Mason for 26 years of service to Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. I'm open for a motion to accept these.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All in favor say we all in favor. And Commissioner Erickson, if you don't mind, would you read those for us?
All right, first is Melanie. Whereas Melanie Dewey has devoted 20 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County. And I'm going to stop just for a second. Melanie, come to the podium, please. I'm not used to doing this, so you have to forgive me. Whereas Melanie served admirably in the position of Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Melanie Dewey dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting motor vehicle sales tax, can't imagine that, and license fees through the licensing and titling of motor vehicles. She also used her talent collecting property taxes and many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. Whereas Melanie has served as a title clerk for both the Port Arthur and Mid-County offices, she has been a liaison to all the area dealerships and maintained a professional and personable relationship. Melanie has gone above and beyond to ensure their title work is completed properly. She has an humble and unselfish attitude. She will be missed by her co-workers and the taxpayers of Jefferson County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Melanie Dewey for her dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Thank you all very much.
Anything you want to say?
Introduce your family members or anything?
Well, come on up here. This is my husband, Jeremy, and my son, Chandler.
Hey, all right.
Awesome. Welcome.
Great.
And I've been very, very proud to represent Jefferson County in the tax office for 20 years, and I am going to miss it. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say that.
Is that microphone on?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Flag.
Okay. It's on.
We're going to hold on to this, right?
The green light's on.
All right, good.
Okay. I just want to say that all your coworkers and the people that you've helped, the dealers and everybody, are truly going to miss you. And I will miss you. And I thank you for when you were asked to go to the Mid-County office when we had the expansion over there and we had the dealer's department. She came over and did exactly what I thought she was going to do, and that is be top-notch working in that department, and I truly appreciate it.
All right, and we have another retirement from the tax office. I don't know what they're going to do over there with, what, 50-something years of experience retiring at the same time, but we're going to move along here. Whereas Michelle Mason has devoted, Michelle, you come up, please, has devoted 26 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Michelle Mason served admirably in the position of Deputy Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Michelle Mason dedicated her talents and services to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting motor vehicle sales tax and license fees through the license and titling of motor vehicles, she also used her talent collecting property taxes and many other activities necessary for the daily functioning of the county tax office. Whereas Michelle Mason has been a pillar of knowledge for the tax office, and through the years she has assisted many customers and employees. She has worked tirelessly to maintain her office files and keep them in order and up to date. Being a veteran, thank you for your service, she has her compassion and knowledge of military benefits related to automobile and property are unmatched. Michelle volunteered to serve the community through emergency management during Imelda and COVID-19 as part of the documentation team, call intake, and community outreach. She will be missed by her co-workers and the taxpayers of Jefferson County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Michelle Mason for her dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
It's been real fun working. I've met a lot of good people, made a lot of good friends, and I've enjoyed just working here. Granted, my attitude's got me in trouble a few times.
That's okay, so is mine. Anyway, I just want to say, Michelle, she is very knowledgeable. She always is the first one to lend a helping hand. Her coworkers, do depend on her. She is one of our most knowledgeable employees.
Good job.
And even though she's retired at the end of the month, she continues to help out as we are transitioning and putting a lot of the tax office stuff on teams that the county has given us. So we are going to utilize it to its fullest capability. And so she's even helping on that whenever we put something out there and say, hey, whenever she's right there saying, hey, this needs something or this needs something. And I truly appreciate that. And I'm genuine. Thank you. I also tell them if they get bored after 6 months to give me a call.
And I told my coworkers I was changing my phone number.
You guys can stay if you want to, or you can exit the court, and I'm sure there's some cake and something going on in that department. But moving right along, under auditing. A, consider and approve FY 2023 budget transfer, Roden Bridge Precinct Number 4, additional cost for road material, $6,295. B, consider and approve FY 2023 budget transfer, Roden Bridge Precinct Number 3, repair to tractor, $25,590. C, consider and approve FY 23 budget transfer, engineering department, additional cost for repairs, $3. D, consider and approve authorizing county judge to execute a document for the purchase of a home at 9842 Windsor Road as part of the Jefferson County Home Buyer Program with Hurricane Harvey grant funding through the Texas General Land Office contract number 20.066-036-C242. E, consider and approve the county judge to sign a letter of reevaluation related to the environmental cleanup of the Kyle Bayou Pump Station Generators Improvement Project funded by Harvey CDBG-DR grant with the Texas General Land Office. F, consider and approve the certified road judicial summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year of 2023 for Jefferson County. G, consider receive and file the reciprocant agreement with American Rescue Plan Act, COVID State, and local fiscal recovery funds for Land Manor Incorporated. H, receive and file the fiscal and operation statement for county funds only for the month ending September 30, 2023, unadjusted. And I, regular county bills, check number 51191 through check number 511407. I'm open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. The motion carry unanimous. Under the Visitor Center, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee formally tabled fall 2023 hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation. The recommendation was to the Lions Heart Boxing for $4,000. Open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. And the county commissioners, A, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between the city of Port Arthur and Jefferson County, precinct number 3, pursuant to section 791.014 Texas General Texas Government Code. B, consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the amended order to add additional members to the Jefferson County Sexual Assault Response Team. And E, consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a clinical facility affiliation agreement between Jefferson County and the Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. D, consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the statement of office and oath of Ken Dollinger as interim justice of peace, precinct number 4. I'm open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
That you said precinct number 4, that's precinct
I'm sorry.
Number 8.
Precinct number 8. I thank you for correction.
Yes,
precinct
sir.
Number 8. Thank you. With that being corrected, I'm open for the motion to accept, and we have that motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, those are passed unanimous. And under the crime lab, consider and possibly approve a state travel for I can't pronounce her name. Could you help me with the name?
I'm going to say Memling Altamirano.
Okay, that sounds good. Of the Texas crime lag to assist in the NASI National Accreditation Board, assessment of the Albuquerque Police Department Crime Lab in New Mexico, April the 14th through the 19th, 2024 travel is funded by NAB and no cost to the county. I'm open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under the county treasurer, A, consider and approve $68 wire transfer to Wells Fargo Security for September 2023. Safekeeping fee. I'm open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under the county airport, A, consider and possibly approve FY 2024 TxDOT routing airport maintenance program grant for the Jefferson County, for the Jacksburg Regional Airport. This grant will be used for the maintenance and improvement of airport pavement, signage, drainage, fencing, herbicides, hangars, and terminal buildings. This grant is a 90-10 matching grant up to $100,000. Open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion about this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. At the end of court at this present time, I think the judge had our MIS director and I guess the contractor, so you can give us an update on the foam situation, which we all have over the weekend heard from our constituent base about.
Yes. You have heard a few things about it. We have Rodney Hyde with Enterprise, and he's going to kind of let you know where he stands in helping us through this project. It's really a lot of them and AT&T in combination of some of the problems we've had.
Mr. Ross, could you get a little closer to the mic?
Is it on?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to say he's, you know, we have him up here. He's going to let you know a little bit about what they can do for what they're doing for us with the phones, and also what AT&T, where they've kind of had a little Bless clash.
Commissioners, thank you.
Speak well into that mic, yes, please, so we can hear you.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can raise it up if you need to. Yes.
Yes, sir. We are your communications partner for the county, and we work with VIA, who's the manufacturer of your communication system. And we're providing a migration from the Nortel system to the VIA, they're completely different systems. But as your communications partner, I wanted to apologize for any service interruptions or negative experiences encountered by the citizens of this county or your employees. And as president of our organization, I'm committed to be personally involved and dedicate the resources necessary that there will be minimal service interruptions and a much more positive experience for the county moving forward. There were technical issues encountered. For one thing, it was AT&T with AT&T's scheduling for the SIP trunks. You guys are migrating from PRI to SIP, which is a going from a TDM to a data network type of trunking. And AT&T had it was very difficult to work with on their porting your numbers, and so that necessitated. What we wanted to do was we wanted to port the numbers on the outlying sites first before the Pearl Street Courthouse. But because of their project scheduling and then the difficulty in navigating them with them, we were pushed into porting the larger courthouse instead, and then going to the outlying areas.
Let me interrupt right
yes,
here, Mr. Ross. I think I had you in before we even got to the point where everybody was in uproar. I think my statements to you in my office was, if you didn't mind, myself, the judge, you, the vendor, and AT&T, would you set that meeting up so we could have everybody in the room, me and the judge there, so we can make sure people understood how important it is. I don't see AT&T here, and that meeting wasn't setting up. I think we still need to have a meeting because I'm not satisfied, and I'm not going to go any farther. I did that out of courtesy to you. I know the judge is not happy. So let's make sure we get things where it need to be and whatever we need to do to make our citizen base happy, because they are not happy right now. Okay?
And I agree with Commissioner Alford. I think you should have that meeting. I think AT&T needs to, of course, you make it sound like it's an AT&T issue, a difficulty working with them. I don't know anything about that. All I know is this, is that, our citizens weren't able to contact us. Departments weren't able to contact other departments. It's put a real burden on us. Migrating over to any kind of a new system is never seamless. I understand that, but I think this was a lot more difficult. It's hard for me to believe that you guys haven't had a similar type of migration before, and I hope you haven't had this difficulty, and I hope this difficulty is over. I will say that the gentleman that came to my office this morning down at Precinct 2 was very apologetic. He was very helpful. He was very customer service oriented. He got our phones up and running. I think we're going now. But this was a definite inconvenience and not anything that I anticipated going forward.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you, I think we've taken a little bit of a step back. I just think about my precinct office. We can't dial 800 numbers. We have to use cell phone or something. For some reason, it blocks us from doing that. When somebody calls, if it rings at the assistant's desk, if it rings two times and it goes to another phone, it goes to another phone. And we see people chasing phones around the office trying to answer them. It's supposed to, it used to ring on everybody's office and you could answer it. Like if somebody's there, I could answer that. But now I missed the phone a couple times yesterday during lunch when everybody was going to lunch, trying to chase the phones around. So I think we need to figure out how we get back to where we were in the minimum on that. So
May I allow one of our technical personnel speak, please?
Sure.
Sure. Yes, sir.
My name is Matthew Sample. I'm project manager for this. I do apologize for what occurred during the CS1000 migration to the CM migration. We had data corruption across the board. This thing was tested in the lab environment. When we ported the AT&T numbers over, the feature functionalities and the groups, we lost them within corruption. That has been resolved with manufacturer patching. Moving forward, we are bringing these ring groups up, buttons on the phones. These are call features on those phones. We are testing those presently. You'll start seeing those land on those phones. We are getting these issues resolved. We're getting these ring groups resolved. As people call in, I do have the priority board up. We are pushing through these. Moving forward to the next sites, we now have a live environment. So that we are going to take these, what we call AT&T calls BOEs, these individual sites, we are going to actually post those up into the live environment. We're going to have those fully vetted and tested 100% before we move forward with any porting with AT&T. So, I apologize. We are pushing forward and getting these things resolved. We've got problem registers that we're working through. People are reporting. John has worked with my team extensively, side by side with me, as we push through these issues.
We hear you. When are we going to be running smooth?
This particular Pearl Street location, by the end of the week, should be 100%.
Precinct 4 is another one. I have a public health department that sick people call into. We have critical needs in our county. I think that the meeting I called for and our MIS team, they need to get on the ball because citizens are not happy. When they're not happy, we're not happy.
Sheriff, has this affected the 911 system in any way?
Yes.
Would you look, are we missing out on some calls or what? Because that definitely is a priority.
So,
several calls, our dispatchers have had to use their cell phones to contact citizens in the community just to get adequate service to them.
Well, I think that, John and Mr. Ross, that has to be a priority.
So I can tell you with the 911 system, there is a drag and drop board where there's an application that is an AT&T application, drags numbers for dispatch. There are four of the 30 plus numbers that are not functioning. We did tracing on our side. There's a 6-second delay from the carrier for the response. We are working with AT&T, engaging them to get that response cut down. These are on the analog side. On the new phones, they're not able to call the jail location. There's a issue with the 10-digit dialing between sites from the numbers ported and the numbers not ported. So that particular issue with not being able to call the jail with the new phone has been resolved, however, not tested today. But we have the old phones in place where we are able to, as a workaround, call those particular numbers.
I think you, from hearing members of the court and having the judge have you here, you understand how important it is to this court and to the citizens of Jefferson County and to that department that you are working with to make sure that you're on top of it. And I think that the department you're working with, you need to update every member of this court within the next 8 hours of where we're at, without a question, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'd like a daily update on when we're going to be through with this, and those folks need to be a priority, period.
Yep, I agree with that.
Thank you for your time, effort, and all I can say is it's not enough right now. You got to get going. Thank you guys for coming. With that being said, any member of the court has anything else they would like to put in, or an elected official, anything that you would like to say?
Yes. Oh, go ahead.
Thank you very much. We had a very successful day yesterday for early voting. 473 voters, which doesn't sound like a lot, but compared to the previous run, with a similar setting, constitutional amendments, that's pretty successful. So I hope that we keep doing this, and if we do, I'm going to have to order extra ballots to be ready for the extra flow. So thank you.
Commissioner, if I could,
yes.
Along those lines, just to toot my own horn, so to speak. Actually, I'm going to be working with Angel San Juan. We're conducting a forum on the constitutional amendments. That'll be held this evening at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church on Nederland Avenue. Angel and I will be discussing all 14 of those amendments, and we'd love for people to come out. If you haven't studied up on those amendments, maybe you could learn a little bit more about it. It is vitally important that people get out and vote. A lot of folks have heard about the fact that there may be a tax cut for us as far as our proper school property taxes, and you have to vote for that, though. You can't just, it's not one of those things that just gets enacted. You have to go out and vote, and it has to be done in the affirmative. So if you'd like to come out tonight, we'd love to have you. Second thing I want to do is to mention that I had the pleasure and privilege of sitting in with the sheriff and the jail staff, I believe it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. The Jail Standards Commission came in, and that's a regular inspection that they do of the jail facility down on 69 as well as the downtown jail facility. And I am very pleased to say that we got very, very, very high marks from the Jail Standards Commission. I had the opportunity to meet some of the sheriff's jail staff, and let me just tell you that those folks, especially since COVID, have worked tirelessly to make sure that that our communities are safe, that those prisoners are safe, that they are medically cared for in an environment that's obviously not pleasant. But I will say those folks, her staff and the jail administration, do a fantastic job, and I was very, very pleased to hear the remarks from the people from the Jail Standards Commission. And I want to say kudos to you, Sheriff. I know that I wish more of your staff was here today.
They're busy.
They are. I know they are. They work long hours, and we just appreciate the fact, because what happens at that jail ultimately reflects back on the Commissioner's Court as well as you, and it was a pleasure to be there and a part of that process.
Thank you, and I wish I could take all the credit, but again, our staff is out there working really hard, and what the guy did say is upper echelon, one of the top best-looking jails and cleanest jails in the state of Texas, so I'm proud of those guys who work out there. We're finally getting where I wanted us to be, so... the reason I'm standing up here, though, is to kind of talk about what's going on in the other part of the county, kind of west part of the county right now with all the fire and the smoke. In the last couple of days, we had in excess of 15 wrecks, some of them serious. We flew over yesterday with Robert in emergency management to try to pinpoint the fires to see if we could put it out. I think today they're going to be pouring water to try to get some of it to go away, because it not only has it affected, early morning marsh fires and fog and created traffic, traffic hazards, but also the schools. It's delayed starting times for the schools in that part of the county. And so our phones are blowing up, irregardless of what's going on with the phone system. And so I just want people in the community to know we're aware of it, we're working on it. I think today, we've got tanker trucks. We've been talking to the county judge. It's not just at the wildlife refuge, so it's not just a federal issue. There's some stuff burning on our side, on the county side, and so we're trying to get it put out today. We're trying to locate the owners of some of the property where the fires are, and hopefully we can get it put out within the next few days. But if you or your family members are traveling those roads, make sure at certain times you are not. I don't sleep at night right now worrying, because we have police cars parked out there with lights on, but nobody sees them. And so we're trying to put barricades and stuff to protect our officers, from incoming 18-wheelers or traffic, that are speeding through areas that they can't see. So if you or your family members are traveling, it's okay to be late to work. Call in. You're still alive, right? And so please get that information out to the general public if you can, and for the people who work for us, who live in that part of the county. Excuse them if they're coming in to work late or school late. Okay?
Thank you for that update, Sheriff, because that is very important with what's going on in Louisiana and here, making national news. It's right. Something we need to talk about, definitely.
It was pileup was approximately like 5 miles long, a stack of cars, for about 6 hours Saturday morning. So just be cautious of traveling 73. And the road can be shut down at any time during the day. They're on standby for fog or smoke pickup. Just pay attention to your social media and your media outlets for any announcements on road closures or anything on 73.
Thank you guys for that update. Anyone else? With that being said, our commissioner's court is now closed.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.